So Beth, you know, we were talking about neuropathy this morning with the taxanes and breast cancer. Really, there's so many drugs out there in oncology that lead to neuropathy. What have you seen in terms of the types of neuropathy with this VD regimen and bortezomib? And what do you tell patients to call you about? And what do you tell patients to wait until they come and then tell you about it?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to impact that our average age of diagnosis is 70 years of age. And 20% of patients at diagnosis will have peripheral neuropathy. This regimen is very effective, but if they start having numbness and tingling, primarily it affects the feet, a sensory type of neuropathy, they need to report it. Once pain is involved, and we call it a grade one with pain, the dose has to be reduced. We can keep you on the regimen longer if we hold the dose or reduce the dose.
So Raphael, you agree that myeloma itself can cause neuropathy, and if that's the case, if you have a patient who's presenting with neuropathy, you know, why do you get it, first of all, with myeloma, and would you use a drug like bortezomib in a patient like that?
You know, there's some interesting studies, primarily I think of the one of Paul Richardson that shows that you already show with a handicap, and it probably has to do with the binding of the monoclonal proteins on the myelin sheath, and that already starts with a background predisposition to peripheral neuropathy. Like Beth said, prevention is number one. I tell the patient, you tell us, I'm going to ask you, the nursing staff should ask you, and if we don't, tell us we're not doing a good job, because you have to do rapid dose adjustments or discontinuation of therapy if that's the case.